Tonga's supervisor Forrest Cole's decision calls for the sale of 38.5 million board feet of timber from nearly 2,100 acres of land. That's a big project, more than the average annual cut from the entire Tongass in recent years. Considering the many issues involved, Petersburg District Ranger Jason Anderson says the plan provides the greatest opportunity for an economically viable timber sale. The agency projects that the project will support 154 to 183 jobs. According to Anderson, that estimate includes all the harvest, milling, and support sectors that might benefit.
From start to finish, you're basically your mobilization of the equipment out there, your harvesters, your cutters who are actually going to go out and fell the timber, your loggers who are going to bring it down to a landing and onto a truck, the truckers themselves who then drive it to point, from point A to point B, the various transportation services that would get it across the water into Petersburg or further south if that's where it's headed, or overseas if that's where portions of it head. All of those jobs are part of that 183 annualized jobs, which again is just a range, and much would depend upon the size of the package that's offered and the various types of logging systems used and or transportation systems used at the time of an actual sale.
The project would require building just over 9 miles of new road to reach all the timber units, but the agency had to stay out of federally protected roadless areas, and some timber will have to be moved by helicopter. The plan calls for clear-cut logging on about half the acreage. Loggers would leave 66% of the trees standing in the other half. Anderson thinks the timber will likely be offered in a large sale, possibly with some harvest units left behind. There are a number of small timber businesses around the region, but the only two larger operators that remain in Southeast are the Viking Lumber Mill in Klawock and Alcan Forest Products, a timber harvest and export company in Ketchikan. Whether Tonka is worthwhile for potential bidders will depend on how the various harvest units are packaged together, according to Wrangell's George Woodbury. He's a board member of the timber group Alaska Forest Association. According to Woodbury, Tonka is not only important for bigger companies, but for the small operators as well.
It opens up areas where there's road, where they can get roadside sales. Most of them can't afford to build road. And not only that, but the larger operations bring in infrastructure like towing companies and actually people that buy the products from the medium-sized mills. When that attracts them into Southeast Alaska and gives the opportunity for the small guys that just have little bits to sell access to people that could buy their products.
The project is just across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg on Kuprnoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula, one of the most accessible and important areas for local deer hunters. The sale area has already been extensively roaded and logged over the years. The loss of more habitat for deer and other wildlife is one of the major factors the agency has to consider in planning a timber sale. Ranger Anderson acknowledges there's a lot of public concern over the issue. He points out the agency's timber program is now constrained to the existing road base, areas that are also key for nearby subsistence and recreation users.
And that's going to create conflict, you know, and I think it's unavoidable at this point in time with the politics that affect our land management decision making. And yet if you look at the scale of the Tongass, if you look at the past practices on the Tongass, you know, we're harvesting at roughly 10% of what we used to just 20 years ago. And I think we're still producing some of the most impressive fish runs in all of the Northwest. All in all, I feel pretty good about the management of the Tongass National Forest. I hope folks can come around and see that there's a whole lot of national forest out there, and it can provide a whole lot for a range of interests.
It's extremely reckless for the Forest Service to continue removing deer habitat in this area.
Sitka fisherman and attorney Paul Olson is board president of the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, which includes members in Petersburg and Kuprnoff. As far as public lands, Olson says the Lindenberg Peninsula has been hit the hardest by logging.
They have been logging the Lindenberg Peninsula pretty much continuously for the past 30 years with clear-cut logging, to the point that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has told them, look, this area would really benefit if you delayed any further timber entries for some time.
Olson's group has raised extensive concerns about Tonka's impacts to fish and wildlife habitat and the locals who depend on it, particularly deer hunters. He says the Forest Service is high-grading.
They're taking the best deer habitat out with this project, and they've already taken too much. And so they're really threatening the ability of the deer population to rebound from the severe winters of 2006 and 2007. And again, since this is an export-driven timber sale, they're basically making Petersburg hunters bear the burden of a timber sale that's where the economic benefits are going to be generated somewhere else.
GSAC and other conservation groups have long criticized Forest Service policies that allow half of the spruce and hemlock saw logs, and with permission, all of the cedar, to be exported overseas without first being milled in Alaska. Transportation for those logs, whether or not they're exported, has also prompted local objections. Commercial crabbers are worried about the marine habitat in a popular bay where the agency wants to stage log rafts from the sale. That's in order to reduce costs for timber and towing companies to move the logs. Parties that commented on the draft Tonka Environmental Impact Statement have 45 days to appeal the Forest Service decision. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.